Hi, my name is Michael Stridesberg, and I'm the Information Security Program Manager at New England Federal Credit Union. Today, much of our business is conducted online, including work, shopping, socializing, and even banking. Each online account requires a password for access. That can be a lot to remember, so you may be tempted to want to reuse the same password across multiple sites. There are some reasons why each site should have a unique password. During the summer of 2011, a major electronics retailer had a serious problem. Customer accounts were being compromised at an alarming rate. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of computers and audio-video equipment and appliances were being ordered without the account holder's consent and shipped to unauthorized addresses. The retailer was certain that their systems had not been breached, but where was all this fraudulent activity coming from? The answer lay with another company. A few months prior, Sony's PlayStation Online gaming network had been breached, and the hackers had gotten away with the names, user IDs, and passwords of roughly 77 million users. At the time, the initial reaction to that breach was muted, as people wondered what the value of the breach could be. I mean, so what if someone logs in as you to play a game, right? Well, the hackers who stole the user account info were clever, misguided, but not stupid. They realized that people often use the same passwords for many of their online accounts. And where do online gamers shop? At electronics stores, of course. So they tried the stolen username and password combinations and found that many of them worked. And the buying spree was on. That true story is an early example of a technique that has become common in cybercrime circles, known as credential stuffing. When there is a breach of any company anywhere that exposes usernames and passwords, cyber thieves rush to try those credentials at other organizations. All too often, they are successful reusing those passwords. They try them at retailers like Amazon and Walmart. They try them at social media hubs like Facebook and Twitter. They try them at major email providers like Google and Microsoft and Yahoo. And they try them at financial institutions, too. How do you protect yourself? The first step is to not reuse passwords, especially for high-value accounts. Make sure the passwords you use for financial accounts, at online shopping sites, social media outlets, and email providers are unique to each account. Why are email providers on that list? It's more than just the havoc a spammer can cause if they take over your email account. Think about the most common way websites reset a forgotten password for you. They email you a new one. If someone has control of your email account, they can visit your critical sites and use the Forgot Password option to reset it to a password of their choosing, gaining access to your account and locking you out. It can be difficult to remember lots of passwords. If that's a challenge for you, consider using a password vault or password manager, such as LastPass, Keeper, or Password Boss. And of course, make sure that the password to your vault is the best and most unique password of all. But most importantly, don't let a breach at one location expose all of your other online accounts. Remember to protect yourself online by using complex and unique passwords. After all, we are on your side, and we hope that this podcast has been informative. Thank you for listening.